So, this one is called The Good Thing About Being Shit at Stuff. Which, yes, considering you're about to listen to me mumble my way through it for the next 5 or 10 minutes, is very apt. And very much a reminder slash reassurance piece to myself. So, let's get stuck in. Block 52, The Good Thing About Being Shit at Stuff. I recently heard something that I found quite interesting. It was a discussion about dopamine, i.e. that feel-good chemical that we all know and love, and the things that can trigger its release. And one of those things is seeing evidence of advancement towards a worthwhile goal. Basically, we tend to feel pretty good in life when we're making forward steps towards something that means something to us. Holla! Now, before we get too excited, I appreciate that you may be thinking, hang on, this is just a fancy way of dressing up the whole journey versus destination thing. Which is fair, but I do believe this has a little bit more substance. I mean, we're talking about dopamine, so science, innit? Seriously though, any scientific explanations aside, I'm sure that anecdotally this is something that many of us can resonate with. As ever, of course, I can only speak for myself, but I couldn't agree more on this point. Without doubt, it's during those evidence of advancement towards a worthwhile goal times in life where I feel like I have the most zest for life. Sorry. So, with it being January, typically a time where thoughts about things like setting new goals, building new habits, learning new skills, or still desperately trying to offset the festive overindulgences tend to, at least momentarily, go through our heads. It felt like a rather apt time, actually, to hear this point. So, for example's sake, let's say we have set some sort of New Year's resolution, and that New Year's resolution is to start doing something that we haven't really done before. You know, learn a new language, start a new hobby, try some sort of new type of exercise, etc, etc, etc. As it's new, we're most likely going to be pretty shit at it. And obviously being shit at something, there are obvious downsides to this. Don't our egos just let us know. However, perhaps slightly counterintuitively, being shit at something can actually be kind of nice. When we're a complete novice, it can often be where we see the quickest gains and general progress. So, a few examples. It tends to be easier to get our 5K time down from 41 minutes to 39 minutes than it is to get it down from 21 minutes to 19 minutes. Or it's easier to lose weight if we're carrying 50 kilos of body fat than if we're carrying 10 kilos of body fat. And it's easier to learn 10 words when we don't know a language than it is when we're fluent. Basically, it's genuinely easier to become all right at something than it is to become very good. As such, these earlier moments where we can see some relatively quick progressions can be some of the most rewarding times. On this progression point, Jimmy Carr, the comedian, talks about a similar thing and the importance of the trajectory, a word that I always struggle with, that we're on, as opposed to our current status or ability, being a key determinant of our overall enjoyment of doing something. He gives the example that, again, slightly counterintuitively, we'd actually be far less content if we were second place in something, but down from first place, than if we were, say, 150th, but up from 300th. Although in absolute terms, we're much lower, in relative terms, we're much higher. The progression, the trajectory, is going in the right way. Again, evidence of advancement towards a worthwhile goal. This takes us back to the dopamine point. So our dopaminergic system gets driven not by pleasure itself, but by the expectation of pleasure. This is why the thought of something can often be better than the actual thing, or why the doing slash getting the thing can often be more enjoyable than actually having the thing. When we're working towards something, there's a load of potential for what that thing can be. We're not quite sure what the end output will look like, and we can get a little excited or carried away. I'm sure we've all been there. We start to see progression towards something, and we can convince ourselves that it won't be long until we become a grandmaster. To go back to similar sort of examples from before, so we get into our second kilometre of a run and we start thinking about all the ultramarathons that we're inevitably going to run, or we lose a couple of kilos and believe it won't be long until we're looking like prime Ronnie Coleman, or we learn to say, "Do you speak English?" in Portuguese. Você fala inglês? And then basically feel that we're ready for full-blown philosophical debates. Obviously, a slight exaggeration, but you get the point. Our minds can easily get carried away with the possibilities, and it's very exciting. It's similar to why the thought of something can often be better than the actual thing itself. So take a holiday, right? When we're organising it, it's exciting. So we think of the unlimited possibilities of the things we can do, see, drink, etc., and don't tend to focus on things like travel delays, stress, and needing a shit at an inconvenient time. I quite like hearing reassuring things, and as a novice in pretty much everything in life, I find a reminder about the benefits of being shit at something always to be fairly useful. As such, with it being New Year's resolution season, it felt like a particularly apt time to pull this blog post together. Although being a beginner can be fairly demoralising, the potential of whatever thing we're working towards and the relatively quick progress that can be made in those early stages can also make it some of the most rewarding times. And on that, I should probably make some sort of progress towards posting this. So thank you for listening, or rather, to use some of those Duolingo gains, obrigado por ouvir. Cheers, guys.